Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I'm actually home. Can you believe it? And happy Mother's Day. Happy, happy Mother's Day to all of you who are biological mothers or mothers who nurture, people who nurture, guys that nurture, you know, because that's really what mothering is about, is loving unconditionally and nurturing. So here's hats off to my mommy. I can't even talk about my mom without tearing up, because she was such an amazing force in my life. So my great love to you, Mom, today, and to my daughter, who allowed me to step forward and realize my dream of being a mother also. So celebrate all of you out there that go out and love and nurture in any way, and definitely for our biological mommies that brought us in. Okay, so guys, Lord have mercy. You know, this Wednesday is a webinar, and you understand that all of this work is literally based on the core issue of balance. The whole universe is always bringing itself back into balance, or trying. And basically, on this plane, whatever happens, what you do with that and how you react to it creates or destroys the balance in your life. It's the core issue we have to understand if we are going to move out into this work and be even greater creators than we are now. So I was working with Daniel this week, and we were doing some work, and the channel led us to the subject of genetic balance. Well, that doesn't surprise me, because whenever I have a webinar planned, information comes in about the subject. And this is pretty big information. I'm going to bring Daniel on so he can share this with me. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, as I'm sure you are, and happy you're home.
Yeah, me too. All my kids are coming over today, Gabrielle and some of her friends, and cooking dinner for me, and so it's going to be a lovely celebration. So what we got ultimately, I'm not going to go into how Daniel and I were led here, but it started with something he got and then something I got that added into that, and it ended up to be the subject of genetic balance. And under that subject, and this is still the highest, there's 10 subjects under genetic balance. Daniel brought in the word entanglements, and I didn't really, I mean, for me, entanglements would be when your energy got entangled with varying thoughts that were opposing each other. And I get that that is part of what's under entanglement. Do you get a yes on that, Daniel?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm looking for stuff to add to the e-blast, and I really urge you guys to read the e-blast tomorrow if you don't usually. And I'm listening to Greg Braden, and all of a sudden he uses the word entanglements. But he's using it in a way that we totally connect and interact with the one energy, that our energy is entangled with the one energy. So let's just all come forward to claim right now, I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. That's what our intention is for this show and for our lives. So then you brought in also rules, didn't you, Daniel?
Yes.
Rules, as we know, you need rules to live by, and you also need rules to move out of. So we're going to be looking at that. A lot of this we're going to go into detail on the webinar, because we cannot, we just don't have time to do it now. The third one was what, Daniel? Do you have them in front of you?
Third one was doubt.
Doubt. Yeah, well, we know as soon as we go into doubt, we go out of balance, guys.
The fourth one was judgment.
Judgment, right. Again, if you're judging, you're not open. You already have created a preconceived idea, guys, if you're judging, which holds you back from creating in the world of all possibilities. Now, the two that came in for me, because we were told on our call, right, that we would get two more on the call,
yeah.
Daniel?
Yeah.
The two that came in for me was consciousness and addictions. And then I emailed Daniel, and you see, this is why I wanted to do Creation Station, because I want to really start working with those of you trained to do it around the work, and really doing the work so we can work together, and also so you can start building up your own practices. Daniel wrote me back obligations. I get, Daniel, you test this, that obligations lie under consciousness.
I'm getting a yes on that.
Okay. So you see how when two people come together to do the work like we do on the show every day, you bring in information, I bring in information, and together we get, you know, even more expanded information. Now, we got, Daniel, right, that there's a total of 10 subjects?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to get four more subjects that go under genetic balance. And remember, these are the things that have been passed down to us, guys. Genetic balance. What are the belief systems that may be taking us out of balance around these particular subjects? And we'll be getting four more on the webinar. Do you have anything else that's come up with you, Daniel?
Just that you have brought in the addictions.
Yeah.
That's one of them. And
yeah, that's number six.
And I'm getting that under consciousness, it's a limitation of consciousness.
That's definitely part of it, but they're also saying, well, okay, now the channel is saying we're really saying the same thing. Because most of us are taught that expanded consciousness is scary or not available. And that could be termed a limitation of consciousness. So
yeah.
Expansion and limitation, see, and what they're saying about obligations is if you are obligated, you're not in choice. You're not making it a choice.
Right.
Like, I have to make this much money a month to cover my bills is an obligation. And it takes the power of your choice. I'm choosing to make this money as Ressa give and put it back in, out into the world. And I'm choosing to make even more than I need, just what I want, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to balance all this. And there you go. You see, the very core of everything is bringing it into balance so the energy and the consciousness itself can choose where it's going to go and manifest. So we're going to bring this all into balance by claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. So all of that is in balance. Yes. All right. Well, I can't wait to play, you know, and now I'm hearing some stuff may come in for you and I to discuss even before the webinar, Daniel. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So you'll let me know. Love you,
oh,
honey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah. Cause all of this came in because, these 10 subjects, because it's something Daniel brought to me, and then we expanded it out, and then this information. And that's how it happens, guys. You start with a piece, and then you get another piece, and then as long as you're open to all possibilities and as great as everything can go, then more stuff comes in. Now, they gave me this stuff for you also. When you are out of balance, you get switched, which means your energy tests incorrectly, backwards most of the time. When you're switched, you can't hear the highest information, okay? When you're out of balance, you don't understand that you're the creator, and they're taking me to the cocktail, the first five principles on sheet one. I am the creation of me. When you're out of balance, you're into survival and you forget that you are the creator of you. You experience more your fear of power. And let me tell you, that is up for everybody right now. Our fear of being as powerful as we can be, as we're meant to be. When we're out of balance, we hold on to the past and the victimness. When we're out of balance, our I am presence, which is our power of creation, is challenged and off balance because we don't know that we're the creator. So that just gives you a quick summary of why balance and this webinar is going to be so important. I'm just stoked about all the information that's going to come in here. So it's this Wednesday. Sign up at imdwallace.com or through the e-blast. I'm also Monday and Tuesday doing an amazing two-night event with Jennifer McLean. That also went out over the email. I hope you all tune in. Got a great package to offer, but I would love to have your energy on the call. And a little commercial for our Stephen. He's offering 25% off on faroutfoods, FOODZ.com. Free shipping, no minimum for Mother's Day. So let's all support him. The spices are amazing, by the way, if you haven't tried them. Amazing. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. Let's go to the calls. Miss Jean in Cape Cod, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, beautiful.
I've been down for 2 weeks now with it started on April 29th with extreme fatigue. I went for acupuncture the next day. That was confirmed. I ordered 5 milligrams of DHEA and started that the following Friday. I had prescriptions for that in the past, but I had stopped. And but that's not really picking me up because I'm also getting hit with really bad allergies.
Okay. And, all right. But, just stop there. Stop there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's stop looking outside of ourselves and do the work we know around what's within us, Jean. Okay.
That's why I called
you. So, I know you did. So, fatigue is usually when we're fighting ourselves. And it takes so much energy to fight ourselves. And boy, does that throw you completely out of balance. It messes with your hormones, your thyroid, everything. Yes, your pituitary, your pineal, all that. So let's find it, get really clear about where you are fighting you. Okay, and I'm going to the sheets and I'm going to a core belief, which they said the core belief is going to open up the awareness that we need. This page here. When I come alive again, I am sick. Now, sick can be mental, physical, chemical, cosmic, emotional, dimensional, every way. So when I come alive again, which means when I really start working with my I Am presence, when I really start moving into my power, when I really, really, truly know and accept that I am the God of me, I get sick in some way. We've been taught this from the beginning of time, guys. That it's not safe to move into our own power. And so those of us that have been doing this work for some time.
10 years.
Yeah. Well, we're constantly and consistently moving more into our power. And Jean, they're telling me right now, it started before the date you gave me. Well, hold on. Everybody's balanced. Everybody wants the highest. They're telling me it started May of last year. And during this time, you have had opportunities to really branch out in your power. And it's funny because I was doing this work with my friend who's staying over before the show. So they're saying it's up for everybody. It's certainly up for me. You want to play in a bigger arena? It's
yes.
Time for you to step out and play in a bigger arena, but you have this subconscious fear that that's not okay, that something negative happens when you do that. Or you create something negative happening so that you don't actually ever step out. You're right in the middle, Jean, and that's what's creating this fatigue. They're saying if right now you're going, oh, I don't have enough energy to do this, but if you would choose and commit to stepping out in the most powerful way you can, you would have all the energy because you wouldn't be fighting yourself anymore. Do you understand?
Yes, but can I interject because I think I know what the issue was last May.
Okay.
My Social Security went. and I saved up enough money for a down payment, but because rents or purchasing property or whatever are so high, I know financially I can't do it. And so I felt stuck here.
Yeah, you felt powerless.
Powerless, because I can't change my income. Yeah.
They're humbly suggesting to you. They just corrected me. We're powerfully suggesting to you that that's not true. But because you believe it's true, it has become a truth for you. As you believe, it will be delivered unto you. Okay? So, first of all, you want to know you have enough power to create what you want. You have to know it, and you have to accept it. And then be open to all the possibilities. That's when the excitement and the energy, okay? So work with me, universe. Tell me where to go. Tell me what to do. And they will. But you haven't asked yet because you've shut yourself off, Jean. So let's balance all this for everybody. I'm claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. They want you to get off this call and start going, okay, what can I do now? What can I do now? I got to move on, but I'm getting that that's everything, Jean. And start working with that and see if your energy doesn't pick up a little. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby. Love you. All right. We are going to Jereen in South Dakota.
Hi.
Hello, darling.
Yes. I was wondering, what do I need to know about my sister's upcoming brain surgery and recovery?
Okay, well, the first thing you need to know is that she's scared to death and she's not really directing her energy toward the outcome she wants.
Okay.
So the more you can help her do that, stand with her, you know, and go, okay, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to, you know, be connected. Our power is connected together. We know and we direct that all the doctors and nurses and anesthesiologists, everybody working on your behalf knows exactly what they're doing. Their hands are guided by a higher power. We're standing in our knowing that everything is created perfectly with a perfect outcome of health and consciousness. And so it is. Okay. I don't get that she wants to go. When I say it's her time, I get a no. So the biggest thing you can do is help her stand in her power, which is also going to help you stand in your power, Jereen, because as long as you're scared, she's going to pick that up. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yep,
I do.
So the biggest sin we do against energy is to worry. Don't worry, because that puts you out of balance. No. Stay in your knowing. Keep directing your horror line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, and that will help you stay in your knowing. See, this is one of those challenges that the world gives you. What you do with it and how you create it makes all the difference in the power of the creation itself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my love. Many blessings for her. You bet. All righty, we're going to Marie in San Francisco. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. This is my mom's first time. Well, it's our first time without my mom, too. I wanted to know what she would have to say. We're moving forward with looking for a different attorney this time. So the other ones we've decided not to go with, except for maybe one as a potential backup. So we have two we're looking at now. And my other question was, why did the channel have me go through with the biopsy last week? It actually came back negative, but the experience wasn't as great. It caused a seizure.
They had you do it so that you'd know, because your focus and your attention was worrying about it, which could have created it when there was nothing there.
I didn't feel there was anything there.
Well,
honestly.
You asked me, Maria, and that's the answer, that
okay.
There was fear, and the fear was taking you to the focus. Okay, and as far as the attorney, you and I got to that, I believe, didn't we?
You said it was any of the three before, but one was not available. The other one, it was hourly, and the family didn't want to go with him. And then the other one, it was the same for my family here. They didn't want to go with him because he's charging way more than we expect the job to be.
Okay, well, the channel still is insisting that it's one of those choices. Sweetheart. So you just, you know, the real issue here is not the attorney. The real issue here is the communication and the letting go of judgment that each of you have to do in your family so that you can work together. That's what this whole experience is about. The attorneys are simply the game pieces that are allowing you to play out this game around this discord within the family itself. And the lack of respect you have for each other's desires and wishes. So that's what they want you to focus on. The other stuff will take care of itself. When you all come into alignment, and it's got to start with you. You don't look at them. You always start to work with you. You know that. And just bring that all into alignment. Okay? Thank you, baby.
Oh, thank you.
All righty. Miss Katie in New York, you're up.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Happy
Mother's
Day.
How can I help you? Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. I'm calling because I'm open to getting married and having kids.
No, goes right to no.
That
goes right to no, Katie. There, what's up with your dad? What when you were a little girl?
He passed away.
Yeah, but
I felt abandoned. I felt he was on drugs. He was on drugs, and then he kind of disappeared, and I didn't know what happened to him, and then he died.
Okay, so you've got to really bring yourself into alignment around all that, because subconsciously your little girl's going, oh, my God, but what if that happens if you get married and have kids? What if you create that, like mom created that? We don't want that, so... You know, you've got to know that you are the power that creates it the way you want it, and that you are only calling in men who are whatever your list includes. But part of that is in integrity. Part of that is in good, balanced health, financially stable, whatever that relationship is that you want, you better have it listed out pretty well and say, I am only calling in gentlemen who match this. Bring these people to me. And you have to be in alignment with trusting, you know, that the people you attract are not going to be your dad. All right, that's
okay.
The biggest thing in your way, right? So you bring yourself into alignment with that, and let's see who pops in, okay? Thank you, baby.
Yes.
All right, Deneen in Colorado. Whoops, there you go. You're on, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Because of my brother.
Yes. Daniel's her brother. So welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Well, I had a question for the channel, and the question was, what is it I need to get into alignment to further being in perfect health?
Okay. We're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. Hang on. Should just leave it open to the core beliefs here. This page here. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. So let's define what here is. When did the illness start, they want to know?
I would say after my third daughter was born.
Okay.
Started.
Okay. And were you finished having children then?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big part of it. So what do you think your purpose is now?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My purpose now, helping take care of, well, nurturing my children and my grandchildren and being there to support them when they need it.
Okay. You have to be clear that you still have a purpose, even though your children are growing up. Because there was something there about as soon as you knew that you had all your family, you're going, dang, I'm not supposed to be here. Who am I not having kids anymore? And and I've created, so is this ringing a bell to you?
Kind of, but not really, because I was much older when I had my last one. I was like 38, so, you know. But, yeah, it was like the in the family. I get that part.
Okay, well, because, that's the part. That's that connected with your purpose. It's like, you know, subconsciously we go, okay, well, I've done it, been there, done that, had all my kids. I'm too old now. So what's my purpose in life? And also for you mothers out there, being a mother is the greatest purpose you can live in your life. Being a mother that raises children who are powerful and independent and loving is the greatest purpose a woman can live, or a man for that matter. So I know this because I've worked with one of my best friends through this very thing. And I mean, she's vital in her community. She is on a lot of boards. She, you know, gives her time. But when her kids, for her, the demarcation was when they went off to college. And she fell into a real depression because that elusive line that was drawn in the sand took her purpose away from her. It's all about purpose, they're saying. It's all about purpose.
Okay.
Respecting you for the purpose you have lived and are living about creating this power and this love in the kids, which includes the grandkids in your life. It's an incredibly important thing you're doing, and without your input, none of them would be the people that they are.
I'm getting that and seeing that, definitely. And all the other kids that I'm involved in with life, so yeah.
You bet. And so allow your body to literally take on the magnificence of everything you do. And thank your body for keeping up and having the energy and the sustenance to create the beauty in these children's lives. And I'll be interested to hear what Daniel gets around all this too. But
that's the highest thing.
So let's balance that for all mothers, because most of us mothers go, well, like me, I'm an actress, I'm a healer, I'm a speaker, I do all this, and I'm a mother. Well, no. Mm-hmm. My most important job is I'm a mother. That's the greatest joy of my life, is I'm a mother. And then the other stuff is more successful because I acknowledge that. So we're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. Thank you, darling. Lovely to hear from you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. We're going to Brian in New Jersey. Hi, baby. Hold on. Let me get you on. There you are. What's up?
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Happy Mother's Day. Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, of course, you know, as usual, all these conversations all roll into one conversation. In the first caller that you had, I think a lot applies to me. I'm still juggling with this job and my work-life balance, trying to set my priorities between my kids, my fiance, and, you know, this long-time film career that I've been launching and have, you know, my goal has been looking for something that will financially support me as I create this. And I realized the other day I'm not prioritizing things right, and that's why I've been stagnant for way too long now. I'm not even going to get into the story of the years. Yesterday, I was, you know, out doing my job. It's door-to-door sales. And after about three doors, I had this just gut feeling in my stomach and a voice inside my head saying, your time is better spent right now going home and working on script revisions. And I guess I want clarity, because is that really my highest self speaking, or is this a voice that's coming from fear and doubt?
Well, they're saying within that question, if you weren't in fear and doubt, you wouldn't even ask the question.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, you see, they've got a good point. If you're doubting yourself and you're doubting what you know you want to do, then obviously the answer will be manifested from fear and doubt.
Well, here's the thing.
Brian, hold on.
Go ahead.
They want you to know that it's more about the balance between the two worlds. You're scared to death you can't have it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're scared to death you can't have it all, you will create a lot of struggle and a lot of things in your way of not having it all. And that's really, so what you want is, you know, I already have this career and I created in perfect harmony and in perfect balance with my family. I always have gobs of time with my family, lots of money to support them while I'm doing what I love. And see, it was all really strong until I got to while I'm doing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a belief there that you can't do what you love. And make the money and have the time with your family also. You've got to know that you consciously are directing yourself and the universe to have it all, to know that you can have it all, that you do have it all, and that you're successful in creating it all. And I'm telling you, it absolutely can be done because I've done it. I've done it since Gabrielle was born.
Oh, I firmly believe that. The thing is,
nope, goes right to no, Brian. It goes to no.
Okay.
So,
and that's work I know I need to do.
That's
but here,
the biggest thing you need to get into alignment.
That I can do what I love and have it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I do what I love. I have the money. I have the time with my family. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because my question is, yesterday I felt like, you know, while I was out, I was not doing what I loved. And I
no,
felt like,
you're not.
You know, yeah, and I needed to follow my bliss, as Joseph Campbell would put it.
Absolutely. When you follow your bliss, you always are more successful. Unless you have a belief that when I follow my bliss, bad shit happens. And a lot of us are taught that. You know,
okay.
But I want to be a dancer. No, you got to be a doctor. You're not safe as a dancer. So you got to be a doctor or a lawyer. You know, I can't tell you how many friends I have that they're creative people, but they weren't allowed to be creative because they wouldn't be safe.
Yeah.
So what they do now is they do the job that they were told they had to do to be safe, but they're not successful at it because they don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the inspired voice. But guys, again, your voice is the voice. When you hear yourself arguing with the voice, then it's you.
That really confirms a lot for me. Thank you.
Okay. I don't think they've ever said it as plainly as that. Let me see if I can say it again. When you hear the voice, it's the voice. And when you start arguing with that divine voice, that hit that you got, then it's your stuff coming in and bringing in the doubt and the questioning. Okay?
Yep.
No more. Goodbye.
Perfect. Thank you. Love you.
You
Bye.
Bet. Love you too. All right. We're going to Miss Arlene in Colorado. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day, Dee, to you and everyone.
Thanks, baby cakes.
Yeah. You're very welcome. Yeah. I'm not sure which part of this to ask. After a month or more, really, of pretty extreme house challenges, weather related and other, and yet really I felt keeping up my vibration and affirming everything would work out, and it really always has worked out. Amazing people have come who are helping. And then a couple of days ago I just started feeling really awful, fuzzy headed and so on, and
you mean you've been, hold on, Arlene.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of the story and none of the questions.
Yeah. Okay,
what do you want to know?
What I want to know, I ended up having 911. And these amazing men appeared and did all these tests. And my blood pressure had skyrocketed really high, which, you know, it hasn't been that way.
Yeah,
what I want to know is, yeah, I want to know, the main person said it couldn't all just have been stress, that, you know, I need to get it checked and so on. I guess my question is, you know, is it something more deep than just all the stress that I think I'd been stuffing down in an attempt to stay really positive?
Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about that from the point of view of balance, which is
right.
Kind of up for us this week.
Yeah.
Balance is not stuffing stuff down. Balance is not denying what you feel. Balance is going, wow, there's a lot of shit going on in my life right now. Look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. And now what am I going to do about it? How am I going to handle it? That's balance. When you stuff stuff down and go, I'm not going to look at it, and I don't know how it's going to work out, and, you know, but I'm just going to sit here and hope it works. That's not balance. That's not direction of energy in a conscious way. So let's find out. Do I need the body book? So good, because they're not in here. I want to know what the highest cause of high blood pressure, well, they're saying stress, but they want to give you more definitive. Am I going to a core belief, this page? Yeah, okay. The highest form of stress is I have no control. And that's what your story was going into, that you didn't have control around the weather and the patterns and what was happening with your house and the rents and all. So it's the first core belief, I can never be God. But again, what they gave us at the first of the show is, when we're out of balance, we forget that we are the directors of our own energy. And when we don't direct our own energy, we often go out of balance. So it's kind of a circle. So they want you to understand and be clear about the difference between just handling stuff, I'm just going to get through, I'm just going to handle it, and the very clear direction of where you want your energy to be. So it's a true statement I'm getting that you do not direct your blood pressure toward the numbers you want. Is that true?
Well, I hadn't even been thinking about my blood pressure, really. I thought I had been directing my energy about the house situations. After the 911 people left, then I directed it. I mean, I feel good today. I feel
good.
Really better.
Good.
Way better.
So
almost
what
normal.
Number, where would you like your blood pressure to be?
Those numbers. What they're supposed to be keeps changing. It used to be 120 over 90 was good, but now that's considered high.
120 over 80 is pretty good average.
120 over, yeah.
Okay. Now,
okay.
I want everybody to try this with me. I want you to put your hand over your heart, go to your love place, and using your own name while you are in that feeling of love, like I would go, I love you, Deanna. You are amazing, and I love you. Just try that, Arlene.
Okay, I did.
That's one of the best ways to bring your blood pressure into balance, is to open your heart, open your chakras, mm-hmm. Let the energy flow, and direct it toward what you want. Now, the trick with that is not going, all right, you have to be at 120 over 80, you know, and trying to force it. That's why I found with my own, if I just open my heart and move into the love for myself, take some deep breaths, you usually can bring your blood pressure into alignment. So you're under stress about rent. Is that it, about how high the rents are?
No. I own the house. No, it's not that. No, it's just there have been a lot of, like, water-related and damage issues. But I really feel it. That's all been working out.
Been working out, but not at the expense of your stress.
Right.
See?
Right.
You want.
Yeah.
So there's a difference. Oh my God. I've got to get these people in now. And okay, don't like it, but it's happened. So I get to choose to stay balanced. What steps do I need to take now? You can feel the difference between those two places, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they're encouraging you to do, because it's easy to go into the victim stuff, Arlene.
Right. Yeah.
That old victim stuff, which we all know so well. All right, sweetheart.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right.
And guys, I'm not a doctor. But there is a natural supplement you would need to talk with your doctor around this. But there's a natural called Natokinese, NatoKinese, that can help with blood pressure without the drugs. It does have a blood thinning effect, I believe in a minor way. Again, not a doctor. I take it and I know it helps. So you might want to check with your doctor if it might be a good choice for you, with those of you that are dealing with blood pressure. All right, Miss Anna in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
My question is, I feel like I have this beautiful swimming pool and I can only fill it a cup at a time. My rental property, at more than a year now, still has not sold. And my question is, where am I falling out? What am I doing wrong?
Well, there's some reason, and let's not use those words. Let's say, what do you need to bring into alignment? Because you really can't get it wrong, because we're always learning through whatever happens, okay? When I just ask, you want to sell it, I get a no. So what part of you would not want to let go of these properties?
That came up before, because I've talked to you months ago. And, you know, I've looked at that and released it. I want the next family to enjoy it. And I tell me where I don't know.
Because
what
you say I've released it, I get a yes. So let's keep going and get some discernment. So there's some part. Oh, dear God, hold on. So you've released all the energy around not being in alignment with letting this property go. And we're using the right words with letting it go. Yes. Okay. So I'm not quite sure what we're dealing with here, Anna, but they're saying that you've released it from you, but there's still that energy, that residual energy hanging around. Is there another person that has to be involved in this sale?
No, it's just mine.
It's just yours. Okay. All right. We're going to come together and we are going to direct all residual energy that's hanging around that may be keeping the alignment of this sale from taking place. We are sending you back to the light, to be turned back into the light, and we are directing a clear, conscious, joyful sale of this property now. And so it is. Okay, now there's something else coming in now. Is it her heart? It's a true statement that you love this property. Is that true? Other than the fact that you can't get rid of it, you love the property.
I'm very proud of all the work I put into it. Loving it, I don't feel that.
Okay, you're proud of the work that, because it's tied into that. Oh, dear God, you guys, you know what they're saying to me? This whole show, of course, it's the end of the show now. This whole show has been around this purpose that we talked about the in the very beginning. And they're saying, Anna, you are going to have other purposes. You're going to have other things to fix up. You're going to have other creative endeavors to do. Know that this part of your purpose is completed, like a child graduating high school is completed. So I want all of you, everybody on the line right now, to state, I am clear that I have continuing and conscious and excited purpose in this life. I always look to my next dream, my next creation, how I want to expand. That's my purpose now, is to know that my purpose isn't done, that it is always expanding and growing. That's really the core of everything we talked about today with everybody. So around that, we are claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. That's your highest answer, Anna. And now just ask the universe and you, say, I am attracting the perfect people to buy this now. It's done so that I can move on to my next purpose. Okay?
Yes.
All right, baby.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet.
I love you.
Well, I love you too. Wow, that was really interesting. Okay, guys, you've seen from this show how important this webinar is on balance. Please join me Wednesday night. Monday and Tuesday nights, I'll be doing a two-hour event each night with Jennifer McLean. I'm going to just be channeling my little batukas off this week, and I love it, and I love to play with you guys. So come join us. Check out Far Out Foods. I love you. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.